Thanks for joining me today. My name is Andrew Mukey and this is the show Never Heard That. Today's feature artist is perhaps one whose name is not well known. However, if you come from the days before streaming and own CDs and potentially, shock horror, some vinyl records, you may find his name associated with many of those releases. His name is Daniel Lanois and he is both an engineer and producer as well as an artist in his own right. We will be listening to his track Whole Lotta Love to Give from the album For the Love of Winona, which was released in 1993. A Canadian, some of Lanois's earliest work was playing on and producing the self-titled Martha and the Muffins album in 1981. This is the album which spawned the massive worldwide and still enduring hit Echo Beach. Some of you may know his name from the production work he did with Brian Eno for the U2 albums The Unforgettable Fire and The Joshua Tree. Those are the two albums which transformed U2 into the stadium act that they continue to be. He has produced a number of other U2 albums, including the one that generated their worldwide number one hit, Beautiful Day. U2 themselves state that they went back to Lanois and Eno for that album, which is titled All That You Can't Leave Behind, as they had lost their direction with experiments through the 1990s. Rather than go through each of his production achievements, I will just do an abbreviated roll call so that you get a general picture of its length and breadth. He co-produced Peter Gabriel's multi-award winning album So in 1986, and also albums from Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Robbie Robertson, and country music stars Willie Nelson and Emmylou Harris. He has also produced albums from lots of indie acts like Luscious Jackson and the vocalist from the Stone Temple Pilots, Scott Weiland. There is some serious pedigree there. So, what about his own stuff? If you are familiar with the artists that I've just listed, you perhaps won't be surprised to hear that he is a strong songwriter himself. He also chooses clever collaborators to work with him on his albums. His first solo album, Arcady, was released in 1989 and has a number of very strong songs. I could easily have chosen a track from that album to be on this podcast, but decided to go with his second solo album, For the Love of Winona, which he released in 1993. The track Whole Lotta Love to Give is the first song on that album. It has a great infectious guitar feel and the supporting instrumentation is excellent. The overall sound is a shuffling, delicate ambience, yet full to the brim with playfulness. I think that this is a really hard one not to fall in love with. If you like this track, then you're going to like Daniel Lanois. So here it is, Whole Lotta Love to Give by Daniel Lanois from his second solo album, For the Love of Winona, from 1993.
Sick of these red pills, sick of the dealer's grin. Daniel, Daniel, by the bonfires, on the telephone wire, she's calling you a saint. Hey, I got a lot of love to give. You walked up to me and said, did I make a mistake?
trying to write it down while I still remember it. Other winds are cold, but not yet, it's not yet December. Oh, fireballs bursting in the sky, washing a beach first of July, you said to me.